Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The God of Hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. The Apostle Paul invokes the Lord as the God of hope in this verse, which is an unusual but important description for God and found nowhere else in the Old or New Testament. So how are the two nouns related in this Greek text, which is known as a genitive phrase, the God of hope, ho theos tes elpidos? The encouraging answer for us as believers in Christ Jesus is twofold. First, our mighty Creator and Redeemer God is the only source who can give true hope. This hope is for the present life. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life, and for the one to come, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Even more amazing is that Paul desired that we would abound or literally overflow with hope, as the Greek verb parousio implies. God does this through the power of the Holy Spirit, blessing his people with all joy and peace in believing as they trust in him. Second, God is also the object of our hope. The psalmist declared, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." So we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Because we live in a sin-cursed world devoid of true hope, we must focus on the God of hope, not the problems of this life or our own strength.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.